And now I'm going to ask Abraham to close this classic Art of Allowing workshop.
We think you have it. We do not think that there is anything that we could discuss that would add any stronger points of clarity over any of the things that you are chewing upon. We know that everything that you have come to understand, that you came wanting to hear about, we have addressed in some way, and in many cases, many ways, and many times. We want to say to you that we are all making too much of this, that life is supposed to be fun, and that the basis of your life is freedom, and that expansion is inevitable, and that you are utterly worthy beings. If you could relax and pet your cat and dangle your feet in the stream and find things that please you and focus upon them and spend time with people who make you feel best and read the books that make you feel best and go to the movies that make you feel best and take the drives that make you feel best and think of the aspects of those who you work with that make you feel best and think of your parents in the way that makes you feel best and make lists of things that you like that make you feel best and wear the clothing that makes you feel best and eat the food that makes you feel best and do the things that make you feel best and think the thoughts that make you feel best, you would feel pretty good. Life would then begin treating you in the way that you deserve. But when you believe that you have come here to struggle, and when you believe that you have things that you have to achieve, and when you believe that you are unworthy and you have to prove worthiness, and when you believe that you are in competition for resources, then you get all distorted and out of sync with who you really are. We know that many of you have been taught many of those things, and we feel you and we hear you struggling to try to find your way in all of this. But it is our promise to you that life is supposed to be fun, and that you are worthy without paying any price, and that if you can work to relax just a little bit and work to lighten up just a little bit and try to bring more humor into your experience and try to be more playful with more others and let things bother you a little less and be easier about all things and say things to those who surround you, especially your children, your lovers, or your parents, such as, "No big deal." Or say things to them such as, "Well, isn't that a heck of a thing? What a funny deal that is." Or say things to them such as, "Why in the world am I making such a big hairy deal out of something that doesn't mean diddly squat?" In other words, play down the drama and the trauma of everything, everywhere you can. Do not join those groups that want to make more of things than they are. Do not join those groups who have the spotlight shining on the sewer in Paris. In other words, find the best of where you stand and exaggerate it as much as you can from where you are, and notice that things will get discernibly better right away. Then do that again. And then do that again. And then do that again. And then do that again. There is great love here for you. And for now, we are complete.